Welcome to In the Author's Voice on WSIU. I'm Jeff Williams. Inside the Blanket Fort, we'll be back next week. Well, have you read the recent spy novel, The Chrysalis Option? It's a British-style spy novel with a bit of a twist and is written by a graduate of the SIU School of Law. I recently talked with author Eric Colson about his debut novel.
Grew up reading the classics, Le Carré, Forsyth, Fleming, those sorts of things. And I'm a graduate of SIU Law, class of 02. And, that career took me to the military, took me to the Foreign Service. And my last job in the Foreign Service was living in London. And when I left London, I really just wanted to, sort of hold on to that experience. So I was looking to really write about London at first. That was in the UK, because it was a great place. I really liked this genre. I looked for a hero, and I was looking for someone different from the normal spy novel, and was able to craft this Nigerian Briton woman. I'd also lived in Nigeria, so it's a culture I'm pretty familiar with, and worked with other people to make sure I was getting things right, of course. And then I read an article in the New York Times. I was living in Alexandria, Virginia, and I read a new article in the New York Times about how the Syrian army was actually a drug manufacturing and smuggling organization in the Assad regime. And I kind of was like putting these three things together. This is late 2021. And I just started writing the idea about this a woman who goes to, terminate the leader of this organization. And that's where it started. It was like in the middle of the book, really, is where I started. And from there, I went back once I had something pretty, and I developed something pretty exciting fairly quickly. After that, I went back and filled in the front, gave you some backstory and got her there, and then came up with a few other things.
So tell us a little bit about more about this heroine. She has an interesting background. Very strong female character, heroine, if you will, I guess, with maybe a little unusual kind of, or maybe not what we would expect as a background.
So, that was like one of the things as I was thinking about writing, I wanted to do something different. I wanted to expand the genre. I wanted to bring other people into the discussion. And I had friends, having worked in the State Department, I had a really pretty diverse group of friends. I had a group of friends who, they were into a lot of the same sort of stories and movies and what have you, but they weren't really represented in them. And I decided that I wanted to, turn the genre a little bit on its head, get more representation and have other people be, part of the conversation on, the thriller, the classic British intelligence person, because, the UK is an incredibly diverse country, just like the United States. And, I thought those sorts of people should be in there. And having lived in Nigeria, I know that they have a very strong relationship with the UK, whether, culturally. I really thought that the strength, because people who come out of that culture really have to overcome a lot of challenges. I thought she would be the perfect person to go on and be the first woman to complete Royal Marine Commando training and to, have struggles with that and, but continue to excel and demonstrate that she really had a lot to give to public service.
I always find it interesting when I talk with authors about what creatively motivates them. I had to chuckle. I think I saw somewhere, maybe it was in your bio, that you've referred to yourself as a recovering lawyer. And so it's always fun to see how real life intertwines with what the author's current kind of reality is. It certainly seems like a lot of that past life is interwoven into this particular story.
I loved law school there in Carbondale. I had a great time. I did well. I enjoyed the intellectual exercise. But when I got to the actual practice in St. Louis, it was a little bit, it was very different. And I think, you know, I did really enjoy just the academic exercise. And that's one of the reasons I liked, you know, writing. I mean, I heard from one of my law professors the other day congratulating me on the Chrysalis option. And it was some of my law education there in Carbondale that really helped me do this, to be focused, to, you know, craft the right words and what have you. So I wouldn't have done this without my education in Carbondale.
That's author and SIU Law School alum Eric Colson. His debut novel is The Chrysalis Option. He's currently working on the next Chrysalis mission. For this edition of In the Author's Voice, I'm Jeff Williams.